Dagmann!
So anyway, so he, this guy over here, he wants, whatever we called, he wants to receive the Geneva. He's very much in excited about receiving the Geneva. So here, he's got a sheep. I'm making a sheep rather than a cow. He's got a, he's holding on to the sheep. All right? And he wants to be kona the sheep. This guy doesn't particularly want to touch the sheep. Muktzu, he'll touch on Shabbos. He'll touch the sheep. But he wants to be kona the sheep. So he says like this. He says, listen, here's my, here's my backyard. Okay? Just do me a favor, okay? Zirokine Vaisakh Lakhatseri, throw the sheep into my backyard, and my chatzer will be clean. Because man, in order for Ghana, those who learned with us last Teksubis, a key element of Geneva, you have to be cleaner the Geneva. You need a kinyan to be cleaner the Geneva in order for the Chiv Dalvei to kick in. So comes the Lakeach, the Chalik of Ghana, and he says, throw it over into my chatzer, and thereby I'm going to be kinyan the Geneva. Now, what do we accomplish by that? We just created a Malacha D'Oraisa. What's Malacha D'Oraisa? Carrying. What's Malacha D'Oraisa? Well, he's standing in Rosh Hashanah. There are 600,000 people over here, right? He's standing in the middle of Midtown Manhattan, and he's tossing it into the guy's chatzer. So, lo and behold, it is Chayav. He's Chayav Skila, and he should have been Chayav Dalvehei. Kum Kimud Rami, and it says, no, you're not Chayav Dalvehei, because it was simultaneous to the Chayav Skila. Well, that's creativity at its best. That's the case the Braisa B'Stam was referring to. So comes the Gemara and is relentless and says, no, the case doesn't work. Why doesn't the case work? Because one of the klolim of Kimud Rami was what? Who remembers? What does it have to be? It has to be simultaneous. And if you become chayiv in the mamon before you become chayiv in the chi of skila, that's always kibbutz ramine. Anyone learn daf yomi today? Today's daf. Right now, say daf already, right? Yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf. You have a day behind. What's today's daf? Today's daf. Yeah. The bottom of nunhem. The bottom of the daf. The very bottom of the daf. Menasech betamim damer. Wasn't that today? Is that the end of today's daf? So the very last line, the Gemara starts talking about Kimud Ramine, right? So comes the Gemara and says, it's the beginning of the daf. It goes the end of the daf because I get tomorrow's daf. So comes the Gemara and says that if you become chayv in the mum before you become chayv in the misa, it's always Kimud Ramine. That's not Kimud Ramine. So the Gemara says, let's be mamish exacting here. We have to be really, really, really careful. Comes the Gemara and says, in order to be chayv skila for carrying, what must happen? There has to be an akira, and there has to be a what? There has to be a hanacha. All right? If you require akira and hanacha, when will this god of bichayev skila? These animals up in the air, up in the air, up in the air, up in the air, up in the air. At what point? When it lands, that's going to be chayev. That's when you're going to be chayev skila. When it makes a physical, actual landing. Unless you hold like a unique sheet in Tanoim called Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds up a chiddush called Kluta Kmishahun Chedamya. If something is flying in midair, that's like it's the physics somehow tells me everything, it's like a stop, start, stop, start, stop, start. There's no real motion in the world, everything in the pattern, whatever the physics is. Azoi state Rabbi Akiva, Kluta Kmishahun Chedamya. Why is that important? Comes the Gemara and says, at what moment in time is this Chanuk and Maganav going to be kind of the sheep? When is he going to be kind of the sheep? From the minute that what? The minute that it comes into his airspace. So here, the sheep's up in the air, 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 up! 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 Chiyav Dal Vahay, Dichal Dal Vahay. There's no Chiyav Nisi yet, according to the Rabbanan. The Chiyav Nisi is not for another 10 minutes, so it actually falls down onto the ground. But according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds Mishahun Chedamya, then everything is Gevaldik. Because at this moment in time, everything happens. Chayav Dal Vahay, Chayav Skila, Kibud Ramine, the Braisa makes sense. So what a pshat, the Gemara says. But this Braisa that says, Gonav, Umachar, the Shabbos, is Potter because of Kibud Ramine, this only makes sense in this crazy case, and assuming that Rabbi Akiva is the author of this crazy case of the Braisa. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, good. So the Braisa is Rabbi Akiva, good. And the Gemara says, you know what? We can make it to Rabbanan also. How can we make it to Rabbanan? Who knows how? This guy's a real, real lamdan. He says, I'm not going to be kind of the Geneva until it lands on the ground either. Make it tonight. I don't want to be kind of yet in the airspace. It's not going to be kind of till now. And then and only then you're going to be chayiv nisos. It's like, if you're in the business of making a wild to kimtis, I can make a wild for the rabbanon also. I can't divir gemara. So come to Rishayim and jump on this gemara and take this gemara apart, relentless in this gemara. The gemara was willing to say that's kimud rabbanon. That suffices for the klal of kimud rabbanon. According to Bikiva. According to Bikiva, it's exact split second in time. It's kimud rabbanon. The same moment you become chayav in skil, you become chayav dal vehei kut gushen chodamia. Frak taizik kasha. It's not true. What's taizik kasha? It's not simultaneous. Favosnit. Why is it not simultaneous? Everybody say. Oh, there happens to be a din in hukas rishus hayochit. So halacha mash mesinai rishus hayochit is oilad lerakia. It's my fences. When you have a pole, it goes all the way up here. And you throw something on top of this pole, that's called throwing into Rishas HaYochid. I am not surrounded by fences. I don't see any fences anywhere. Rishas HaYochid on the Rakia. What's that based on? Maybe. Maybe it's based on Gurasik. Maybe it's a new halacha with Neatzmo. Not clear. But Rishas HaYochid on the Rakia is Klal Godel Hucha Shabbos. Kuliyam Lepli. Rishas HaYochid on the Rakia. In Hucha's Kinyonim, at what time, what point do you cut it? When I throw something over here, am I cutting it yet? It's above the airspace. Am I kind of? Absolutely not. The Gemara Gittin says, you only kind of when it enters into the airspace, into the avir ha-mechitzis, when it's mishtameres, when the cheftz is mishtameres, the avir ha-mechitzis, it's at this point when you're kind of. Ferektaisis, it's out of order. You became chayef skila first. Over here, you're chayef skila already. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, you're already chayef skila. You don't become kind of the mamon until here. This is not pivasachas. It's always kibbutz. That's Taisus Kasha. What a Kasha. I mean, when you read this Gemara, you got, come on, you would have thought like this, Taisus. You would have asked this Kasha. This is a Kasha. So you know what Taisus says? Bitechem Yakusha. The case was so wild. Let's make it even more wild. Even more labor dick, says Taisus. Why not? What does Taisus say? What does Taisus say? Taisus said, you didn't throw it on, over the fence. You ever see a sugar throwing a sheep over a fence? No, he threw it through a window. Taisa says, there's a window over here. So the sheep, maybe a bigger window. Bigger window, skinnier sheep. He threw the sheep through the window. Ah! Through the window. This is the moment of truth. At that point, it enters into the chi of skila airspace, simultaneous to entering into the kinyan airspace. And thus, maybe the amine of the braisa. Baruch Hashem, we could breathe a sigh of relief. Of course, what's the problem with this Taisus? I mean, you know, the Gemara should have said this. Someone should have told us this. Unless the Gemara just left it up. We are so creative anyway. The Gemara could have, we figured this out on our own. So the Baalei HaTaisus are sitting around in France in the 1100s, are staring at the sheep, they're staring at the brisa, they're staring at the fence, they're staring at the ganav, they're staring at the guy without the hat, and they can't figure out what happened. How come I see there's a window? The other Baalei HaTaisus said there's no window. Taisa Rosh says, Nishkin window, there never was a window. It's going over the fence like we thought it was, and it's not a kasha. Why is it not a kasha, Zog Taisa Rosh? For us, why is it not a kasha? Says Taisa Rosh, a cloud godl and hukas kimli drabine. A cloud. This is not a detail of some technicality. A cloud godl and hukas kimli drabine. Zog Taisa Rosh, there is no such halacha that the Misa and the Mamon have to be simultaneous. There never was such a din, never is such a din, never will be such a din. There is no such halacha that the Misa and the Mamon have to be simultaneous. Never was such a halacha. Was the Tezer Rosh kidding us? No, what's the kasha? What's the kasha, they said? What do you mean there's no din and has to be simultaneous? If there's no din and has to be simultaneous, so why did the Gemara make it Rabbi Akiva? Why did the Gemara inhabit the Rabbanan? What was wrong with it? What was wrong with saying it's the Rabbanan? It doesn't have to be simultaneous. It's okay. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be Vasachas. What's the big deal? So why did the Gemara just stop and say, Hachamaskin, you tossed it over the fence. You became Chayvin Momon over here. You became Chayvin Misa over here. No big deal. It's not simultaneous. Who cares? So it's absurd. You can't say it doesn't have to be simultaneous. That's ridiculous. Of course it has to be simultaneous. And Gemara is exubis. And Gittin almost too shy. Of course it has to be simultaneous. Says the Rosh, no, you misread all those Gemaras. There's not one Gemara that says that has to be simultaneous. What the Gemara says is as follows. If the Chiyuv Mamon kicked in first, then Kim Levit Ramadeh can't pater you. Once it was paskin on you, to be the Chayiv Mamon, your Chayiv Mamon, all the Chiyuv Misa to follow are never going to pater you. That's what the Gemara said. According to the Rabbanan, this din is incomprehensible. Because according to the Rabbanan, you became Chayiv Mamon once it enters into the airspace. You don't become Chayiv Misa until it lands. The Mamon came before the Misa. The Mamon precedes the Misa. It's like Kim Levit Ramadeh. Kim Levit Ramadeh means that the Misa is going to pop, but the Mamon was there. The Mamon was standing on its own 2 feet. He became Chayiv in the Mamon. How is the Misa later going to pop from a Mamon that pre-existed? That's all the Gemara says. That's the Tosafot. But there is no such halacha. It has to be simultaneous, and therefore Zachar Tosafot Rosh. What would the din be in the reverse? What would the din be if a person was Nischayev what? Nischayev Misa first, and then Nischayev Mamon. What would the din be? Kim Ramadeh would kick in. Absolutely. Would absolutely kick in. If you become Chayev Misa first, then Chayev Mamon a few moments later, thus is Kim Ramadeh. There's no good goal. I challenge you, says the Tosafot Rosh. I learned Ksubas last year. We're learning the Fiyomim Masechas Gittin. All the, look at the Bava comments, all the sins of Kim Ramadeh and Shas, you'll never find a Gemara that says it has to be Vasachas. Every Gemara keeps on chuckling and saying, if you became Chayev Mamon first, Hagon of Chabo Shechaveira, right, Zorek Chet, if you become Chayev Mamon first, then there's a problem of Kim Ramadeh kicking in. But if you become Chayev Misa, there's no problem. The boy say, comes a Tosafot Rosh, and says there's no window, there never was a window, the animal is going head first over the fence, and it's takanap vasachas. But since the Chiyuv Misa kicks in over here, even above, I'm sorry, Chiyuv Misa kicks in over here, above the airspace, Chiyuv Mamon kicks in over here, that's also called Kim Levit Ramadeh. That's fine for being Kim Levit Ramadeh. Now everybody say, let's just tone the rush down for a second. Did the rush mean what he said? Imagine, a guy is Michal Shabbos today, okay, on Shabbos, and then he becomes Chayev Mamon 30 years later. Would you say Kim Levit Ramadeh? Unlikely. What did the Rosh throw in? The Rosh says, no, I never meant to say that a Chayev Misa is going to path you your void. It's going to path you if the Mamon follows what? What was the Lashon of Rosh? The one saw the Tosafot Rosh? I didn't put the Tosafot Rosh in my Mekomos. Of course I did. It's basically the same time. It's the same Maisa. From Medvar Mamurim that the Rosh is saying this cloud that a Chiyuv Misa is going to pater a subsequent Chiyuv Mamon. That's what they released Bechada Maisa. It's one toss. It's one throw of the sheep through the, over the fence. But if it's two Maisim, I do a Chiyuv Misa now, then I become Chiyuv Mamon in 20 years from now. What's for Kibbutz Ramadeh? That's not even in the ballpark of Kibbutz Ramadeh. So you have to just take a sting out of the Rosh. The Rosh didn't mean exactly what he said. Exactly what he sounded. Okay. But Lemaisa, the Rosh holds that if it meets the criteria of Chadamaisa, you can have a Chiyuv Misa preceding a Chiyuv Mamon. And that is Kibbutz Ramadeh. Nur Abayse, what's the punchline of the Rosh? What's the Rosh's punchline? The Rosh brings a Raya. What's his Raya? Who saw the Raya of the Rosh? The boy saw the Tosafot Rosh. What's the Raya of the Tosafot Rosh? Bring me a Raya that a Chiyuv Misa can precede a Chiyuv Mamon and Kim Levit Ramadeh can be Chal. What? Hates is Begufa Shalevet, Bava Kamadav Chav Beis. The Tosafot Rosh references Bava Kamadav Chav Beis. It says, Kidi Yisaliel, Behates is Begufa Shalevet, Ayin Sham. What is the Tosafot Rosh coming to Afuke? He's coming in contrast to whose Pshat? The Rosh was Pshat. The Tosafot Rosh never was good as a Gairus to Rosh. Raydev, what's for Raydev? You got Dr. Berman's Kashi, Yerim's Kashi, Yerim's Kashi. What's for Raydev? Who put Raydev? It's a Ritzayach. Is Nishkin Raydev? It's a Ritzayach. Aye, the things are not simultaneous. They don't have to be simultaneous. And Zetman from the Rashba, from the record, the Rashba had a go so creative and throw a Raydev into the picture of Chabez we never heard of. Because the Rashba held, like who? Which other Rishon did Rashba hold like? Like who? But besides, he held like Tosafot the Bava Kamma, who had to give the shot of the what? Tosafot had to build a window into the backyard because they couldn't conceive of the Rosh's teretz. Why couldn't they conceive of the Rosh's teretz? Because they held it was fundamentally wrong. Tosafot and the Rashba believe you need Vasachas Mamish. It's got to be mamish on the dot vasachas, and the only thing that could create a situation of vasachas in Baba Kamed of Chabez. So the Rashba has to stop throwing in Rodev, Tais has to start building windows, everyone's building new things, everyone's superimposing things that don't appear in the Gemara. On Daf Chabez there's no mention of Rodev, and Daf Ayin there's no mention of windows, but the Rishonim said, but there's got to be, there are things missing from the Sugya. So you got to start building windows and building Rodev, so throw everything in to solve this age-old dilemma of Vasachas. Zok Tais Rosh, there was never an age-old dilemma. We don't need Rodev, so we don't need windows, we don't need anything, we're home free, we just revamped the definition of Vasachas. So Machlekes Rishonim, you have to see the different pshat with Rishonim. Everyone's looking at Baba Kamed Chavez, everyone's looking at Baba Kamed Ayin, and they're looking at it through radically different eyes. The Taisus by us, Taisus Rosh, Rash, Rivam, everyone's got what to say about this sugya. These two sugyas now become intertwined. There's no fundamental connection between these two sugyas except the fact that they're totally, completely connected to one another. Because you turn one way, you got to turn the other way, the other sugya. Everyone got this? Simple, right? ABCs. So if I say, this was all necessary, got so far off from the Kamed Chavez. Nice sugya, I like the Kamed Chavez. It was a nice, nice, beautiful sugya, only to show how the Rivam was required to go down that route. But now everybody say, we have to go to the totally different extreme. Now we have to leave the Rivam Yeshiva and enter into the world of Rabbeinu Tam. Comes Rabbeinu Tam, and goes back literally to the drawing board, as we're going right now. Comes Rabbeinu Tam and says, there are four Gemaras, right? Two Gemaras that say Misla Zeh Mamla Zeh are covered by Kiblei. Two Gemaras that say they're not covered by Kiblei. What's the difference? When yes and when no? Says Rabbeinu Tam, the diametrically opposed to the Rivam. Whereas the Rivam said fundamentally it's not covered, Rabbeinu Tam says fundamentally it is covered. A regular, plain, and simple Kama Dramine will apply across the board, whether it's Misa Mamla Osa Ish, whether it's Misa Zeh Mamla Zeh. The Gemaras in Baba Kamed Chavez don't have to be revamped, and the Gemaras in Sanhedrin don't have to be said just because of Rodev. Rodev for Tzeach, it's all the same. The two Gemaras that have to be re-understood is the first Brechas in Heaven. The two Gemaras, the two cases in the Gemara, Hevi Abal, Edim Shazinsa, Hevi Av, Hezim Lady Abal, or the guy has brought Edim Al Nara, Bita Shaploini, Vahuzmu. There's a common denominator in both of those cases. What's the common denominator? They're both involving case of Edim Zomim, and thus it lies the difference as Rabbeinu Tam. Every case of Kamed Raminei should be plugged in, no matter whether it's Chayim Misla Zeh, Mamla Zeh, but there's something unique about Edim Zomim that's preventing us from applying Kamed Raminei. There's something in Edim Zomim almost that's trumping Kamed Raminei. And you know what it is, says Rabbeinu Tam? There's a din va'asisem loy kasha zomim lasis liyoch. We have to read that pasuk, and we have to do it. We cannot let Edim Zomim get away without getting punished. Va'asisem loy kasha zomim lasis liyoch. And even if doing that's going to trump Kimab Draminei, so be it. We have to do it. Now that Rabbeinu Tam is initially guilty of overkill. Why is Rabbeinu Tam guilty of overkill? The Gemara says, Pemalei, the Kimei Draminei applies by Edim Zomim. What was the Gemara? The Gemara says, Zabar Aviyah said, Hevi Abal Edim Shazinsa, Hevi Av Edim Shazimul Edi Abal, Hevi Abal Harach V'Misham and Mama. The first case, the opening case. Two Edim come and say that the woman was Mazana. So what were they trying to do? They were trying to Larog Boyel, Larag Hanaveles, Lahafsid, Hanaveles, Subasa. What did Rabbi Yosef say? There are three agendas here. Rabbi Yosef said, what happens to the Edim? The Ein Mishalim Mamar. I just read it together. Now, Ravim Ein Mishalim Mamar. Why Ein Mishalim Mamar? Why is Ein Mishalim Mamar? Because of what? It's two agendas. What are you telling me a story? Well, are you telling me a story that? No, Kasha Zomim trumps Kimud Raminei. What are you talking about, Raminei? Well, Rabbeinu Tam explains himself. Rabbeinu Tam say, you misunderstood what I said.
Vasisem loy kashes hamam lasas liachiv. The show must go on. We have to perform hazama. Doesn't mean we have to do hazama down to the last drop. What it means is a new klal zikter benetab, a klal deraisa benetab just made up based on his reading of the Gemara's. There's a din deraisa called chayev akayim hazama l'chol echad v'yechad. Any person who these eidim were out to get, they got to get a little nekama from this guy. He's got to suffer a little bit of hazama klapa each person. It doesn't mean what? What doesn't it mean? It doesn't mean you have to do everything to him. Doesn't mean that the eidim have to be completely punished, mamish kedasu chadin, point for point for what they try to do. But if we walk away from a case that someone's going to, the eidim are going to end up scot-free vis-a-vis one of the attended victims, that'll be a bittul of hazama. Hazama means chayev lanu lekayim hazam l'chol echad v'yechad b'mitzus. And therefore, Rabbi Tam says over here, they were really out to get two people. They were out to get the boyel, they were out to get the novellas, they were out to make the novellas lose money. When we kill these eidim, so we're killing them, who's standing on the side and in effect having hazama on their behalf fulfilled? Who could say, yes, hazama, justice prevailed? Who? The boyel and novellas, because the eidim were being killed. The eidim were trying to kill the boyel, trying to kill the novellas, the eidim were getting killed. Justice prevailed, hazama prevailed. But now it gets a little bit tricky. Because when you have a misa lazer, umam lazer, wait a second, let's think this out for a second, okay? Let's imagine, let's take the case of Yudah Malach, that was a simpler case. The guy comes and he says that Bita Shaploni was Mizana, and they were trying to do what? Who are they out to get now? They're out to get the Boyel, again, Larog HaBoyel, again, Larog HaNeveles, and what else? Lahafsir, Lahafsir Ha'av. Luxuba. If we're going to plug in, says Rabbi Natan, we're going to plug in the din of Kimud Ramine, we're going to end up doing as follows. We're going to kill the Eidim, and the bowl is going to stand on the side. Got justice. The Nivellas, justice. Who's going to be standing on the side? Say, I didn't get anything. What happened to me? I'm also important. The father's going to say, no one's becoming up to me. You're right. That's exactly what the Gemara says in Daf Yoram and Aleph. And says, guess what? Because there's a din d'oraisa called Chayav Mekayim Hazam L'chol Echad V'Yechad, we are forced to, in effect, trump Kibud Rabbanei and give the father what's due to him. Namely, give him the ksuba back. Give him the money of the Dmei Hafsad Ksuba. That's the parish of Kasha Zabam. So whatever the Gemara says, Misla Zeh, Mamla Zeh, Kibud Rabbanei doesn't apply, it's not true, says Rabbi Tam. It's not Hukos Kimud Ramine that's the engine behind that distinction. It's Hukos Kasha Zomim that's the engine behind that distinction. That's the call. That's a bit of Tamshit. Rabbi say, how many things can we extract from the Shitas Rabbi Tam conceptually? Rabbi Tam is viewing so different things. So first of all, Rabbi Tam's Shita has created for us a few principles. Principle number one is that you require hazama l'chol echad. Right? There must be some shape or form, a partial, at least a mixus hazama l'chol echad v'yechad. That's number one, right? That's to give that is Rabbeinu Tam's ultimate shot. But there are other things coming out from Rabbeinu Tam. Ein tzarich what? What don't you need? What don't you need? Rabbeinu Tam says we need hazama l'chol echad, but we don't need a complete hazama to anybody for that matter. But there's no such halacha. You need a complete hazama. Haraya, you're not really having a complete hazama to the novellas. You're killing the eidim, but she's not getting her money back, and that doesn't faze us, right? That's Rabbeinu Tam is drawing a distinction. He says you need hazama l'chol echad, but ain't tzarich hazama bekula. Any given person, you just need a hazam l'chol echad v'yechad from the gavra vantage point. You need a hazam, right? That's Rabbeinu Tam is saying. What does Rabbeinu Tam else say? Something interesting about what's called the hazam, what's not called the hazam. How do you define whether a hazam was fulfilled or not? Whatever your standards of what you need it for, what constitutes having fulfilled the hazam? How do you define whether hazam took place or not? If your mamish did it, the foil, the metzias. If in theory you would have done it, you would have done it, could have done it, should have done it, could have done it, didn't do it because of Kimon Ramine, I'm sorry, that's not called the Hazama Bakul. That's not called the Hazama. I wanted to do Hazama. I would have loved to do Hazama, but the Torah ties my hands and says I can't do it. I would have loved to do Hazama, but I gave you Einish HaChomer instead. I'm sorry, that's not called a Hazama. If and when the Torah requires Hazama, it's Pshat. I mean, Tam learned, as Aruch HaKadosh in this Gemara in Sanhedrin, that you need Hazama L'Cholechot, Zakta Beit Tam. Hazama means Hazama Defile Mamish. V'loi Al Yedei Kumway. Hazama that's taking place, a half-baked Hazama that, yeah, we paskin, you're chayiv mamon. We just can't do anything about it. That's not called the Hazama. Right? So you see these three things from Rebbeinu Tam. When you read Rebbeinu Tam, these are the three things that emanate from Pshitus Rebbeinu Tam. Right? Everyone realize that? Pashut, right? What we just said is this Mamish Dvarim Pshut. Everybody say? Who is the Bar Plukta of Rebbeinu Tam? Who is the Bar Plukta on this? Who is the Bar Plukta on this? The same Bar Plukta. Who disagrees with Rebbeinu Tam? Put it in the memory comments. I wish you realized it. Who is clearly disagreeing with both of these premises of Rebbeinu Tam? These are the two engines of my Rebbeinu Tam sheet. Two and three. The Ritzvah Masech is Machis. No, didn't see the memory comments? Who's quoting from the Ramban? Normally in the other yeshivas, they quoted from the Ramban. We quoted in the Shia Pesich a little bit from the Ramban because it really appears in the Ramban. The reason why I put it in the Ramban because of the is just sometimes in the Ramban there's some girsas, the Ramban where it had to be worked up a little bit better. So when you read in the Ramban, it doesn't read as smoothly. So I figured, you know, just when I try to give the original Machon, the most primary source, but sometimes it's just easier to give a little bit of later source. It's the Ritva is quoting the Ramban. So if I quote the Ramban, I quote the Ritva, you know I'm saying the same. Comes the Ramban / Ritva and ask a famous kasha. Very, very famous kasha. Now we have to go back to Makas the Beis Mel. First day of camp, okay? Makas the Beis Mel, first day of camp, last day of camp, first day of next year's camp, last day there. Makas the Beis Mel. Okay? First Mishnah, come on. Any 8-year-old potatoes with his eyes closed, come on. Okay, he said what? He didn't ask him Zoman. I want to think about kasha. It's not true. Okay, so ain't Adam Zoman violated. Okay, good. So the Mishnah tells us about two Eidim of the Beis, the take Eidim Ben Gushim Ben Chalutza, and one thing we know for a fact we're not going to do to them, we're not turning them into Ben Gushim Ben Chalutza. That's not happening. Okay, why not? Quickly, come on, who's going to tell me really, really fast? Lov Lo Zahar. Okay, good. We should all know that already. Okay, good. So come to Rishon in the spot and ask a Baam Kasha. What's the Baam Kasha? The Gemara can't find what to do with these Eidim. We can't give them Kasha Zaman for technical reasons. So Nebuch, when all else fails, what do you do to them? Why not give him Malchus? Okay, Hayim in Akosa Russia, Gabar the Beis and the Beis. Hopefully, we're going to get to that a little bit later in Sanhedrin also. We give them Malchus. Okay, nice. Back to Rishonim. Why don't we do the real Makori? Let's give them real Hazama. Now, we can't because Lolo Zaro, but there's something we could do to them. We could find an onish for them. What punishment could we mete out to them that would be a really appropriate Hazama? What's Kashu? Give me an onesh. Give me an appropriate onesh to these Eidim. Something that really deserves. It's really come to them. When you call a guy a cholo, you're costing the guy a lot of money. This guy had a booming parnasa a week ago. What was he doing? He was walking around collecting truma, trumas ma'isa, chala, bikurim, reishas hagez, matanos, pidgin haben. This guy was rolling. You just made him to a cholo? The guy has no money anymore. He just took away his income. I see some lakash is on him. We can make a cheshbin. Bring in an accountant here. Figure out to bring in some guy, actuary, figure out all the percentages and the statistics and what's coming to this guy. And what should we do? Hand the bill to the Adam Zimmerman. That's kash is on him. That's the kash is on him. That's the cash. Zok Ramban. Many, many terutzim, but we're going to focus on one for now. So after Ramban, you can't do that. You know why? Because when the Eidim came to turn this guy into a cholo, they had a dual agenda. What was the dual agenda? They wanted to make him into a cholo. He can't do a vayin in the Beis HaMikdash. That was their primary agenda. And they also wanted to cost him a couple of $1,000 a matnas kahuna as well. It was all included in their hazama. Zavtei Ramban, if we're going to go ahead and pick and choose and only give them what? Give them what? We're giving them a half-baked hazama? We're going to give them a bill for $1,000 for truma and call it a day? That's not going to be hazama. You know why? Zavtei Ramban, hazama has to be what? Complete. You require a hazama bekula. Hazama has to be a hazama bekula. You can't have a hazama lebimiktsis. The only way to perform hazama and a kula on these eidim is to turn them into chalal and make them possible to avoid the next mitzvah. We can't do that. Because doing that is going to make the children also possible, which is we're in a catch 22. So we're spending the rest of our lives trying to figure out what to do with these eidim. To give them, to make them into chalalim, we can't do. Because love is out. To take away just their money, we can't do that either, because that'll be hazama b'miktsas. And that's not called a hazama. So our hands are tied, and we're left with no possibility for hazama. That's what Marcus the Bezer of Days kicks in and says, if and when you can't perform hazama, the next best thing is give the guy Malchus. That's a booby prize, you get Malchus instead. What's preventing us from just handing them a bill for trumas is that ad-chayk l'yav are called hazama kul, it's either all or nothing. There's no such thing as a half-baked hazama. I don't know, I see someone on the board who wouldn't necessarily give that teretz. I see number two there that was representative of Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't seem to have any qualms whatsoever of giving half-baked hazamas. So I already know that din number two is totally by machlokes. I already know that the Ramban and the Ritva don't buy into din number two. I have no questions about that. But now I have the second half of the Ramban. The Ramban and the Ritva now ask a question on themselves. Now that we just explained to you that you need Hazan Bakula, we got a big problem. What's that big problem? What's the big bomb kasha that the Ramban and the Ritva asking themselves now? Now that we just told you there's a cloud gavla and Allah called Hazan Bakula, but even in the absence of Kula, then you get nothing. The Ramban and the Ritva learned Sanhedrin Daf Tesa Rebeis. That's what we're learning, remember? Sanhedrin, that's where that Gemara is open. What did the Gemara say in Daf Tesa Rebeis? I'm Rabbi Yosef. The Ramban, the Hilig Ramban, when he's learning Makas, he's saying the Shia to the kids in camp, this is what he's saying. He just said over Shtikul Torah about his own Bakula, and now he references Tesa Rebeis. What does it say in Sanhedrin Daf Tesa Rebeis? I'm Rabbi Yosef, Havi Abal, Edim Shazinsav, Havi Av, Edim Shazinsav, Edim Shazinsav, Edim Shazinsav, Edim Shazinsav. They came to Argus Aboyel, they came to Argus Nivellus, they came to Hafsid HaNivellus Ksubasa, and all of a sudden we say, yeah, we're just going to do two out of three. We're not going to make you pay money. Keep it a drum, not here. You're not going to make them pay money. How can you do that? So you're killing them without making them pay money, so you're only giving them a half-baked hazama. You can't do that, says the Ramban. That's a violation of my klal. How can you do that? How can you give a half-baked hazama? So this is how the Ramban learned Makas the base. No wonder it took the whole summer to learn it. The Ramban looked at the Mishnah Makas the Beis and said, wait a second, Makas the Beis contradicts Sanhedrin Daf Tes. In a million years I would have seen this contradiction, but because the Ramban understood that the correct answer as to why you don't make the Eidim pay the money for the Truma is because Yafi Mekayim Hazama Bekula, that forced Ramban to look back at Sanhedrin Daf Tes and say, wait a second, my Mahalach and Makas the Beis is flying in the face of Sanhedrin Daf Tes and the Beis. So what's the Ramban solution to that problem? The Ramban comes up with an unbelievable solution. You know what the solution is? What's the Ramban solution? Who's going to tell me the Ramban solution? The Ramban solution to that dilemma is, no, Zach Ramban. When somebody is potter for something because of Kilma Bidramine, that is called the Hazama. You won't believe this one. That's called the what? That's Hazama Kula. You did Kashazama. You made him Chayef Kashazama. You punished him with Kashazama. You punished him? The guy didn't pay a penny. Where's the punishment? Zakhti Ramban, Einish HaKal is Nichlal Yenish HaChomor. When you make a guy, when you kill a guy, the moment is bottled to the Nefashis. Kimmel Ramane means he paid the money. He didn't take a penny out of his account. He paid much more. He paid with his life. Yesh Adam Shagufa Chavalav Mamaynoi. Nichlal is goof, yesh b'chlal masai money, yesh b'chlal odesh hacham anish hakal, Zakhti Ramban. And therefore he did have Hazama Bekula. There is a din of Hazama Bekula, and doing something, derech kibbeh d'ramineh, is a key of Hazama Bekula. The Ramban has to say that. The Ramban has to come up with that newfangled way of understanding Kelim Ramine. If not, then the Ramban's entire premise, the entire edifice the Ramban just built, collapses. Rabbi say, the Ramban who came up with that second Chiddush Gadol, that Hazama that never really happened in this world. It just happened in the Olam HaYoinim and in Kibbutz of Dramine, Yesh B'chol Messiah Mona, in the woo and up in the air. That's called Hazama Bakula. That is in contradiction to who? Who is this against? Rabbi Natan what? Rabbi Natan number three. Because Rabbi Natan number three had to say Hazama before Avlo HaYoinim Kibbutz of Dramine. Because if Rabbi Natan held it to Ramban, so then his whole pshat about Misal Zemam was that just unfolded, just unraveled. So the Ramban and Rabbi Natan are disagreeing on two fundamental different points. They disagree on, is there a din of Hazam Bakula or not? Ramban says, absolutely. Rabbi Natan says, forget it, there never was such a din. Rabbi Natan says, there's a din of Hazam Bakula Echa, that there is. But there's no din of Hazam Bakula. And then Rabbi Natan, who said that you require a hazam l'cholecha v'yechad, and therefore when you have a mis l'zeh, a mamon l'zeh, you're going to have to make the guy chayav mamon, because Rabbi Natan says that we define hazama b'faya v'leid de'kim v'draminei, that is in contrast to the Ramban. There's a dual machloikis Rabbi Natan and the Ramban playing out here. There's a machloikis about the nature of hazama, how complete must the hazama be. Ramban says it's got to be absolutely complete. From top to bottom, it's got to be complete Hazama. Rabbi Natan says it's not true. It just has to have a little smattering of Hazama for everybody, but doesn't have to be complete. That's a Hazama Dika Machlaikis. And then there's a second Machlaikis. It's not a Hazama Dika Machlaikis. A Machlaikis is Hilchos Kibbutz Ramine. Is Kibbutz Ramine suffice? It's a Hazama slash Kibbutz Ramine Machlaikis. Does a Kibbutz Ramine suffice to call it a Hazama? Whatever your standards of Hazama, whatever you're looking for. Whether you're looking for Hazama Bakuli, you're looking for Hazama Cholechvet, do you need Hazama Befoil, or is Kibbutz Ramine enough? And the Ramban explains his lumdus. What's the lumdus behind the Ramban? What's the lumdus behind Rabbi Natan to say that Kibbutz Ramine suffices for Hazama Bakula? Because the Ramban had a very unique way of understanding Kibbutz Ramine, namely, that it's Yesh B'chlam Messiah Mona. You paid the check. You paid already. You paid at the office. You gave your life, you paid already. A pidin you paid. And therefore Hazama Bakula was Niskaima. According to Rabbi Natan, Mohil Dvar Me'olam. Rabbi say, this machlekes Rabbi Natan and the Ramban, this dual machlekes, now opens up, now the sugi is alive for us. This is all hakdam, this is all introduction. Now the sugi is about to open up. Because we have a radical, two very, very different ways of understanding Hazama Bakula, and two very, very different ways of understanding what Kibbutz Ramine is about.
Yeah, I saw the riff inside, I didn't see the Ramban, so maybe incorrect, but I don't necessarily see him in conflict, because the two cases aren't a good comparison. The case over here by our case about the Isha, and she commits nus. So it happens to be that there's a Chiyuv Nisa, and there's a Hesed of the Ksuba, which there are two separate Chiyuvim which come out of one act. But over here by Chalal, the Chalal losing Truma, the Truma is a second step, which just results from him being a Chalal. So that's why maybe the Ramban be uncomfortable separate to him. But over here, where two separate punishments coming out, then you could have...
I think it's a one general Hazama question. I think it's a fundamental Hazama question. Is there a din of Hazama Kula? Not a din of Hazama Kula. I'm not sure the difference. I see there are nuances of difference, but I think the fundamental principle is the same. I think so. You're giving other answers to Ramban's dilemma. There are other ways, but the Ramban gave this teretz. Ramban gave other teretz too. This teretz to the Ramban, that's what we're focusing on. Where's Gemara? What has Zama Kula in the Gemara? Where's the Gemara? Has Zama Kula? So there are other teretz. So I should say, there are other answers to that, Kasha. The Ramban's the one who made up the teretz of Zama Kula. Why don't you say that? Can I go back to the sleep like him? For those who weren't with us in the past, so we always have lamented the fact that I remember as a kid, every summer we'd learn Machas, we'd start on the bays, they'd get to the bays on the bays, and then it would stop. And then the next summer we'd start back to back from the bays. So every kid for about 5 years in a row. Am I right? No? Still they had the same phenomenon? Right? That every summer, that's all they would ever figure out. I know it always happened. They always got the Gimel Medalef, the Ketzet Shaman. The counselor never knew what Pshat in the Gemara was. So a color war broke out, and that was the end of the summer. And then the next summer, we met the Beis Medalef. Okay, Rabbi Say, good. So Rabbi Say, we have two sugyas now that just converge into one. We have a Hazama sugya, and we have a Kibbutz Ramine sugya. Which one should we tackle first? Okay, I'm going to decide. So we're going to tackle, hopefully begin to tackle, try to tackle, the sugya of Kibbutz Ramine first. Because there is a major machloikis here between the Ramban and Rabbi Natam about the mechanics of Kibbutz Ramine. Rabbi Say, yesh lachkor, the fundamental hakira, one of many fundamental hakiras about the world of Kibbutz Ramine. Parshas Mishpatim, Chayv Kam Chayv Misa, Chayv Kam Chayv Mamon, whatever your definition at the same time is, you Chayv Misa and you part from the Mamon. Yesh lachko, what's Chakir by saying? What does that mean? That what? What do the words mean that you are Potter from Mamon? So understand that in one of two ways. Chayv Misa, Potter be Mamon. Okay. Either you can understand the simple pshat, the misa is what? Is pateris. What does that mean, is pateris? The same Torah Kedoshah that says that if you shecht an animal that's stolen, you pay dal v'hei. The same Torah Kedoshah says in lo yosa in hayesh osa leinim sham, the Torah is chayav you. This is the point there. Normally, Tvichas HaBehema is a Bechayiv Dal Behei. Tvich B'Shabbos. Chil Shabbos is the pointer. The same Torah that says that Ma'anis is a Basula is a Bechayiv of Chemishim Shekel. Ma'anis is Bita, the Chir Misa, the Baal Bita is the pointer of the Chemishim Shekel. So at the end of the day, you're Potter. You're not a Potter. Is that Pshah? It's not Pshah. Of course you're Chayiv. Chil Shabbos is that. I shecht the animal on Tuesday, I'm chayav, but I'm not getting out of on Shabbos. Of course I'm chayav on Shabbos also. Hello, what?
You only get one
part. What does it mean? Club. What? It's included. I am paying the money. I'm paying the money in a different way. There are different ways to pay money. One way to pay money is to write a $50 check. The other way to pay money is yesh mecham asayim on it. It's nichlal niyanish aguf. There's another way of tashlumin. Who made up this idea? It's a Bainishlan. As I stay in the Torah. When you chayim misa and you chayim mamon, you just pay the misa, and the misa is kol al da'inish aguf. It's kol al da'inish mamon. Kol al da'inish mamon. According to the first try, you're not potter. There's no chayim whatsoever. Tevech on Tuesday is chayim, tevech on Monday is potter. Ball of regular women is chayim, ball of bita is potter. The second shot is, oh, ball of bita is chayim, tevech b'shabbos is chayim, throwing animals over the fence is chayim. What's a chayim? It's just that there's another way of paying, which is basically mean in terms of mammon, you're going to be potter. You're going to be potter not because you're potter, you're going to be potter because you potted yourself by getting killed. So not that the misas poteras etzem hachiyuv, but rather al yidei hamisa shilem hamamon. He paid the money, albeit through a different mechanism. So this is the grandiose chiddush of the Ramban. This is where the Ramban's breaking new ground. The Ramban learned this way. I wouldn't say this way. The Ramban said this way. Ayideh misa shilim hamamon. Who probably doesn't hold that way? Who says that? If at the end of the day, you became potter because the kibbutz ramine, that's beautiful and wonderful, but we can't call that a what? We can't say that we did hazama to you. Who said that? We can't call it hazama because you popped it to kibbutz ramine. That's not that suffice to call it hazama. Who said that? Rabbi Natam said that anything that was popped off kibbutz ramine, and since Rabbi Natam had this unique shita, they need hazama chol echad v'yachad. We cannot call that hazama chol echad v'yachad, and therefore misal zemam zeh schay beidim zemam. That's Rabbi Natam. I'm just reading the Gemara. I'm sitting here and reading Sanhedrin, the test of Yudah Kodesh Beretam. The Gemara says, Mitzvah Zomah was as Chayev, and Beretam said it's not really true. It's only true by Hazomah, because Chayev Akayim Hazomah Cholech V'yechod. Vice versa, it's clear from Beretam that a Chiyev that was just covered by Kibbutz Ramine is not called by Hazomah. You did Hazomah Befoil. Why does Rabbeinu Tam say he has number four? What's wrong with Kibbutz Ramine? Why does Rabbeinu Tam disagree with the Ramban? The answer is obvious, that unlike the Ramban, who bought into this idea of Kibbutz Ramine, Rabbeinu Tam B'Pashtus bought into the simple reading of Kibbutz Ramine. It didn't happen. You were not Mekayim HaZomah, L'cholecha V'yechad. Right, that's right, you weren't. You died, but you didn't pay money. There's no check. I can't find the canceled check, because you didn't pay it. You're not here, but you didn't pay it. You didn't pay the cash. So you weren't Mekayim HaZomah, L'cholecha V'yechad. Therefore, you have to make it pay to everybody, because Kibbutz Ramine trumps the dinim of, HaZomah trumps the dinim of Kibbutz Ramine. So this seems to be, this Chakira seems to be the Nekunis HaMachlokes with Rabbeinu Tam and our sugya against the Ramban and the Ritva at the beginning of Maseches Makis. The Rabbi saying, must all Kibbutz Ramines be the same? Those were that Shepsicha should know the answer to that question. Not necessarily. This Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban in HaKotze LaKotze, there may be a third ground, maybe a third position here. There may be some Kibbutz Ramines work Rabbeinu Tam's model, and others work Ramban's model. But in order to say that, you need a lot of creativity, and you have to get a little bit more background into some Gemaras as well. So we have to take another step back. Another step back. There's so many steps back and fall off the cliff over there. One of the Gemaras that we spent so much time on last year in Ksubis, famous Gemara Maseches Kama and Mitzia. Who remembers it? Eston what? Oh my goodness. Eston Asa Torah, Filu, Baal, Imo. Anyone remember that one? How many weeks did we spend on that? A few weeks, right? Eston Asa Torah, Filu, Baal. There's a parish in Parish Kisetze of Eston Zayna. A guy gives a gift to a Zayna. He gives her for Schiras, for what she does, the Mazana with him. He gives her a sheep. That sheep is possibly on the board to be brought as a carbon. Well, Savi Eston Zayna, such as Eston Zayna. So the Gemara creates a seemingly bizarre scenario to highlight a basic fundamental Torah halachic principle. Gemara does it all the time. You give the most craziest, wildest cases, because in those crazy cases, you begin to understand what the real principles are. What's the din? A guy's mezana with his own mother, and he gives her a sheep for the znus. Is das an esnon or nishkin esnon? What would you say? So your knee-jerk reaction would be, That's like the worst Eston. That's like the most manure thing I've ever heard of. Of course that's an Eston Zayna. So comes Rabbi and says, no, Ken Zayn not. Ken Zayn, it's not called an Eston Zayna. Why is it not called it? Listen to this. You know why it's not called an Eston Zayna? It's a Rabbi. What does the word Eston Zayna mean? It's not giving a gift to a Zayna. You're giving her a gift that you have to give her because you agreed with her. You for lack of a, you know, it's a manure discussion, but we have to say it anyway. It's a halachic principle. It's chivis poilum. That's what it. You agreed. She performed the service for you. You chayef, quote unquote, didim abris. That's what an Eston Zayin is. A guy just sends a gift to a Zayna as an Eston Zayin, not as payment for the Znus. It's not Eston Zayin. It's called a Batana B'yama. So comes the Gemara with a Lomdish Shaila and says, what's the din? If a guy's mezana with his own mother, can we really truly call that an Eston Zayin or not? So Rava says, Kenzad, it's not called an Eston Zayin. You know why? If a person's mezana with his mother, so let's be very careful now. What is he chayev to do now? He was just mechayev, he just was on his money. He's chayev bisas beis din, and he also become chayev in dinim amaris to pay her for her schirus. What halacha should kick in? Come with the Ramin, he should kick in and say, he's not mechayev to pay the Eston. If she'll take him to a dintaira, he'll listen to these two menuvolim. She's taking him to a dintaira to collect her sheep, and what do we say? You don't have to pay. Kim with the Ramin. So Ravot gezok, so takvist an Eston. He decides of his own free will to give it to her. That's a gift. That's not Eston Zayin. That's a gevaldik havamina. Kumt Rabin says it's not true. Eston Amar Rava, Eston Asetayra Filu Baliman. It's such a good havamina. What do we need? We have to understand it's a takah wise and right. Who's wrong? It made a lot of sense. It made an unbelievable amount of sense. Eston Asetayra Filu Baliman, why? Is that Kim Levin Rami? What happened? You must come from Provence. You're coming to the Meiri's Terrence. We're not the Meiri. Okay? So think about this tonight, Rabbi Say. Why isn't this halacha covered by Kim Levi Dramine? And hopefully get a little bit of insight and understand that, to eventually come back to this Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban to figure out what in the world is flying here, besides animals, what in the world is flying in the sugya of Kibbutz. Okay, we'll stop there.